Floridians go to the polls tomorrow, and as always, things are a little off-kilter in the Sunshine State.
Well, I'm going down to Florida and get some sand in my shoes.
Charlie Crist is the Republican governor by day and an independent after work hours.
I sense what probably you see around the country, that there is an enormous frustration with allegiance to political party.
Fourth highest population in the nation, extremely diverse, totally unpredictable.
This is Lorraine in Davie, Florida. I am really disgusted with the representatives we have in Congress. I've switched my political party twice so far, and I'll switch it again.
If you have Florida figured out, you can make a mint as an analyst.
Say, man, when are you going back to Florida? I don't know.
Getting a little sand in our shoes, politically speaking, on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, September 13th. Yeah, we're going to see if Farai Chidea has sand in her shoes after her trip to Florida. We're going to be talking to her about the Floridian politics in just a moment.
Let's get a check of the morning's top news first, though. Iran says one of three American hikers held for more than a year will be released, but her family is still waiting. The country said Sarah Sherd could be out of jail as early as today when her $500,000 bail is paid. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad had personally promised her release last week before the Iranian judiciary postponed the decision.
Congress will have a lot to do when it gets back to work this week. First on the agenda for lawmakers, the economy. President Obama and Democrats want the Bush-era tax cuts for the wealthy to expire while passing new tax cuts for those making less than $250,000 a year. House Minority Leader John Boehner is looking for some ways to jumpstart the economy, and he tells CBS News that it's time to get to work.
Let's do a spending bill this month, not after the election, and not at bloated levels. Let's go back to 2008 levels, which are about 22% below the current rates, and let's do the spending bill now.
White House advisor David Axelrod tells NBC News the administration is ready to move on economic reforms if Republicans are ready.
If the Republican Party in the Senate allows it, if they pass the small business tax bill, and if they want to move on others, we're ready to go.
The Senate convenes today. House is back in session tomorrow.
The Basel III reform package, new regulations for the world's banks this morning following a meeting by central bankers and regulators in Switzerland. Banks will now be required to hold 7% in capital reserves to prevent a future financial collapse. Banks will also be required by 2019 to set aside an additional buffer of 2.5% for, quote, future periods of stress. University of Maryland economist Peter Morisi says the new regulations won't limit banks from extending credit, though.
These capital requirements, long overdue, there'll still be plenty of credit to go around. I expect that institutions, big corporations, will be borrowing directly from bondholders. The bond market will be where most of the action is.
The new Basel rules will be phased in beginning in 2013. A 28-foot section of blown-out pipe from the gas main explosion in San Bruno, California last week is on its way to Washington for inspection. Meanwhile, state regulators are ordering Pacific Gas and Electric Company to inspect all of its natural gas lines. Four people died in the California blast. Five remain missing.
Meanwhile, firefighters in Colorado are getting an upper hand on the blaze known as the 4 Mile Fire. The fire is nearly three quarters contained. Officials are now slowly permitting people to return to their homes. And BP believes compensation claims related to the Gulf oil spill will be less than the $20 billion they set aside. They do still think the total cost of the spill will be within $32 billion. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are up. Futures are way up. The Dow starts at 10,462. The S&P at 1,109. The Nasdaq's going to start at 2,242. Well, this morning we're going to look at the stakes, what it takes to create a family. What are you willing to sacrifice, especially if state law is working against you? It's coming up later this hour.
Also, is the economy slamming you? Try a little poetry. We're having a little poetry slam. Give us a haiku on the economy, the country's, or your own personal. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Coming up, race, rage, and reconciliation with our friend Farai Chidea. The Florida primaries in just a few minutes.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.